Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. National Democratic Alliance inching towards majority in the Lok Sabha elections. India bloc comes close second. Of 371 results declared so far, NDA wins 215 seats, India bloc wins 141. BJP clean sweeps Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. Prominent winners include Prime Minister Narendra Modi, senior BJP leaders Amit Shah, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Nitin Gadkari, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav. BJP leader Smriti Irani, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Arjun Munda, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti among those suffered defeat. BJP dislodges Biju Janata Dal in Odisha while Telugu Desam Party emerges victorious in Andhra Pradesh assembly elections. And stock market witnesses worst crash. Sensex loses over 4,300 points. Nifty also nosedives by over 1,300 points. Out of 543 seats, NDA has won 215 seats and is leading on 75, while India bloc bagged 141 seats and is ahead in 93 seats, and others won 15 seats and leading on 4 seats. BJP alone has won 191 seats and is leading in 48. Congress secured 72 seats and is ahead in 28. Prominent candidates who have won include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Om Birla from Kota, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya from Guna, Samajwadi Party leader Dimple Yadav from Mainpuri seat and Shatrughan Sinha of TMC from Asansol. Here is more in this report.
Although the BJP lead NDA is in comfortable position to form the government, the results of the Lok Sabha elections have come as a big surprise for the BJP as the party couldn't cross the majority marks on its own, unlike in 2014 and 2019. And now it will have to rely on its alliance partners like JDU and TDP to form the government. In a momentous twist of fate, this election has provided a much needed boost to the opposition, which has significantly improved its tally across the country, particularly in politically crucial states like Uttar Pradesh. Congress has bounced back in this poll with the party nearly doubling its seats from its 2019 figures. Meanwhile, the NDA and the India bloc are expected to hold their meetings tomorrow in the national capital, and it would be interesting to see how the two groupings play their cards in the coming days as no single party has reached to the magic number of 272. This election has also brought a big setback to parties like BSP, which drew blank, and BJD, which has been thrashed by the BJP in the assembly election as well as Lok Sabha polls in Odisha. With Diwakar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
Prominent candidates who have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Khuti, Smriti Irani from Amethi, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah from Baramulla, and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anandnag seat. In Uttarakhand, BJP is leading in all the 5 seats. In Odisha, BJP is leading in 19 seats, Biju Janata Dal, BJD 1 seat and Congress 1 seat. In Uttar Pradesh, result of 56 constituencies have been declared. BJP has won 24 seats, Samajwadi Party 24 and Congress 5. Rashtriya Lok Dal, RLD, Apna Dal, Sone Lal, ADAL and Azad Samaj Party, Kanshi Ram, ASPKR have won 1 seat each. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won from Varanasi, defeating Ajay Rai of the Congress by a margin of more than 1,50,000 votes. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has been declared elected from Rai Bareli seat, defeating BJP rival Dinesh Pratap Singh. Other prominent winners of the BJP include Rajnath Singh from Lucknow, Dr. Mahesh Sharma from Gautam Budh Nagar, Jitin Prasad from Pilibhit, Swami Sachidanand Hari Sakshi from Unnao, Arun Govil from Meerut, Hema Malini from Mathura, and Ravi Kishan from Gorakhpur. Smriti Irani of BJP has lost to Kishori Lal of Congress in Amethi, and Ajay Kumar of the BJP to Utkarsh Verma Madhur of the Samajwadi Party in Kheri. Menaka Gandhi of the BJP also lost to Ram Bhuwal Nishad of the Samajwadi Party by a margin of over 43,000 votes in Sultanpur constituency. Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party has been declared elected from Manpuri constituency, defeating Jaiveer Singh of the BJP. In Gujarat, results for all 26 seats are out. BJP has won 25 seats, while Congress's Gyani Ban Nagaji Thakur has won the Banaskantha constituency. Among the winners are BJP candidates Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, with over 4.6 lakh votes over his nearest rival, Sonal Ramabhai Patel of IMC, Haribhai Patel from Mehsana, Hasmukh Bhai Patel from Ahmedabad East, and Dr. Mansukh Mandavia from Porbandar. Counting of votes on 29 Lok Sabha seats of Madhya Pradesh is in its final phase. BJP has won 23 seats and is maintaining lead on all six others. From Guna seat, Jyotiraditya Scindia has won with over 5 lakh votes margin. Rahul Singh Lodhi has won from Damoh with over 4 lakh votes margin. Fagan Singh Kulaste bagged Mandla seat. Dr. Virendra Kumar has won from Tikamgarh, while Shankar Lalwani has bagged the Indore seat. BJP's Banti Vivek Sahu has won from Chindwara seat, which has become a matter of prestige for both BJP and the Congress after 26 years. In Chhattisgarh, trends are available for all 11 seats. BJP is leading in 10 seats, while Congress is leading in one seat. Among the prominent candidates, BJP leaders Brij Mohan Agarwal in Raipur, Vijay Baghel in Durg, Roop Kumari Chaudhary in Mahasamund, Mahesh Kashyap in Bastar ST, and Congress leader Jyotsna Charandas Mahant are leading in Korba. Former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel of the Congress is also trailing from Rajnandgaon. In Jharkhand, out of 14 Lok Sabha seats, BJP has won 7, AJSU party bagged 1, JMM 2, and the Congress has won 2 seats. BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda has lost Khunti seat. He has lost to Congress candidate Kalicharan Munda. Union Minister and BJP leader Annapurna Devi has been elected from Kodarma seat. In Maharashtra, trends available for 48 seats, BJP 4 win leading in 6, INC win 2 and leading in 11, Shiv Sena Udhav win 3 leading in 7, Shiv Sena win 2 leading 4, NCP Pawar win 1 leading in 6, NCP win 1 independent leading in 1. In Goa, Congress has won the South Goa seat, BJP has won North Goa seat. In Kerala, out of 20 Lok Sabha constituencies, Congress has won 12 seats and leading on 2, CPIM has won 1 seat, RUML has won 1 seat leading on 1 seat, BJP has won 1 seat and others won 2 seats. The Congress-led United Democratic Front, UDF, had registered a clean sweep with a clear lead in 18 of 20 Lok Sabha seats. First time in the history, BJP has opened its Lok Sabha account in Kerala with Suresh Gopi's win in Thrissur. The CPIM-led LDF has won 1 seat in Alathur constituency. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has once again won in Wayanad constituency. Union Minister and BJP candidate of Thiruvananthapuram constituency Rajiv Chandrasekhar conceded defeat to Congress's Shashi Tharoor by more than 15,000 votes. In Himachal Pradesh, the BJP has won all 4 Lok Sabha seats. With this clean sweep, the BJP has repeated the history of 2014 and 2019. We have a report.
Since 2014, this is the third consecutive time that the BJP has made a clean sweep in the Lok Sabha general elections in Himachal Pradesh, winning all the seats. On the Hamirpur parliamentary seat, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting and BJP candidate Anurag Singh Thakur secured his fifth consecutive victory. Meanwhile, on the Mandi parliamentary seat, BJP candidate and renowned film actress Kangana Ranaut defeated Vikramaditya Singh of the Congress. Additionally, in the by-election for 6 assembly seats in the state, the Congress party won 4 seats, while the BJP secured 2. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Punjab, Congress has won 7 seats. Aam Aadmi Party has won Hoshiarpur, Anandpur Sahib and Sangrur seats. Shiromani Akali Dal candidate Harsimrat Kaur Badal has won Bhatinda seat. Charanjit Singh Channi of the Congress has won from Jalandhar seat. Amar Singh of the Congress defeated his nearest rival Gurpreet Singh GP of the Aam Aadmi Party at Fatehgarh Sahib. Independent candidates have won 2 seats. In Haryana, Congress has won 3 seats and its candidates are leading in 2 seats. Selja has won the Sirsa Lok Sabha seat, defeating Ashok Tawar of the BJP by over 2,68,000 votes. BJP has won 1 seat and is leading in 4 seats. In Lone Lok Sabha seat in Chandigarh, Congress candidate Manish Tiwari has won. In Delhi, BJP has won 3 seats and is leading in 4 constituencies. In Jammu and Kashmir, results of all 5 seats have been declared. BJP and National Conference has won 2 seats each and 1 seat has been bagged by an independent candidate. In Assam, BJP is sitting in 9 seats, Congress in 3 and Ahom Gana Parishad and the United People's Party Liberal in 1 seat each. In Tripura, BJP has won both the seats. In Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls, Telugu Desam Party has won 110 seats and is leading in 24 seats. Janasena Party has won 18 seats and is leading in 3 seats. BJP has secured victory in 5 seats and leading in 3 seats. YSRCP has won 4 seats and is leading in 8 seats. In Odisha, out of the total of 147 Assembly seats, results of 69 seats have been announced. BJP has bagged 49 seats and is leading in 29 seats. While Biju Janata Dal has won 37 seats and is leading in 14 seats. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said it is certain that the NDA will form the government in the centre for the third consecutive term. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters, Mr. Modi said, people have shown full faith in the BJP and NDA in this polls.
इस पावन दिन एनडीए की लगातार तीसरी बार सरकार बननी तय है हम सभी जनता जनार्दन के बहुत आभारी हैं देशवासियों ने भाजपा पर एनडीए पर पूर्ण विश्वास जताया है
Party President J.P. Nadda said that after the formation of the NDA, it is for the first time in the history of Indian politics that an alliance would form a government for the third time in a row. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has termed the result of Lok Sabha polls as a victory of the people and democracy. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Kharge said, no party has been given majority in these polls. He said they accept the mandate of the people. He added that the Bharat Joro Nyay Yatra connected lakhs of people with the Congress.
18वीं लोकसभा के चुनाव में हम विनम्रता से जनमत को स्वीकार करते हैं इस बार जनता ने किसी एक दल को पूर्ण बहुमत नहीं दिया खासकर सत्ताधारी दल भाजपा ने एक व्यक्ति एक चेहरे के नाम पर वोट मांगा अब ये स्पष्ट हो गया है कि ये मैंडेट मोदी जी के खिलाफ गया है
Senior party leader Rahul Gandhi said this election was not only against one political party but against the agencies. He said these are the institutions that are captured by BJP. Mr. Gandhi said this election was for saving the constitution.
हमने इंडिया गठबंधन के पार्टनर्स की रिस्पेक्ट की उनकी जो विशेष थी उनको हमने साथ लिया जहां भी गठबंधन लड़ा हम एक होके लड़े कांग्रेस पार्टी ने क्लैरिटी से हिंदुस्तान को एक नया विजन दे दिया है प्रो पुअर विजन प्रो प्रोडक्शन विजन
Indian benchmark indices witnessed massive slump today. In the intraday trade, both indices were down 8%, which was the biggest single-day fall since February 2022. At close, Sensex recorded a massive loss of 4,390 points at 72,079, while the Nifty 50 ended with a cut of 1,379 points at 21,884. Meanwhile, the BSE Mid-Cap Index ended with a deep loss of 8.07% after falling as much as 12% during the session. Similarly, BSE Small-Cap Index closed with a loss of 6.79%. Visit of Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi will remain closed for the general public from tomorrow to 9th of June. The President House in a statement said the visit of the general public will be closed due to preparation for the forthcoming event of swearing-in ceremony of the Council of Ministers at Rashtrapati Bhavan. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Democratic Alliance inching towards majority in the Lok Sabha elections. India bloc comes close second. Of 388 results declared so far, NDA wins 224 seats. India bloc wins 149. BJP clean sweeps Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Odisha. Prominent winners include Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Nitin Gadkari, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, BJP leader Smriti Irani, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Arjun Munda, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti among those suffered defeat. BJP dislodges Biju Janata Dal in Odisha while Telugu Desam Party emerges victorious in Andhra Pradesh Assembly elections. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.